Mr. Bond, meet Mr. Bezos. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 26th day of May. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news, you would think that consumers would be pleased with reopening the U.S. economy. But there's a but. If you get a certain message from Amazon, don't open it, and we will tell you why. Yesterday, it was GM and batteries. Today, it's Ford and also Ford stock. An Illinois restaurant is so desperate for workers, they're offering an iPhone as a bonus. We've got the Wall Street Report and things that you can do to become a work-from-home warrior. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it's official. It's the end of one era and the start of another. The New York Times is reporting that Amazon said today it would acquire MGM, the 97-year-old film and television studio, for $8.45 billion. The studio, which had been shopped around for months, was once the home to, quote, more stars than the heavens, end quote. That's what Louis B. Mayer liked to brag about anyway. But its vast production lot and pre-1986 film library were sold off decades ago. Sony Pictures now occupies the lot, and Warner Brothers owns classic MGM films like Singing in the Rain, The Wizard of Oz, and Gone with the Wind. But MGM does come with a Bond, James Bond. But even 007 has an asterisk. You see, Amazon will own only 50% of the spy franchise. The balance is held by Barbara Broccoli and her brother, Michael G. Wilson. The siblings also have ironclad creative control deciding when to make a new Bond film, who should play the title role, and whether television spin-offs get made. They have, of course, blocked such efforts in the past. The 25th installment of the Bond series, No Time to Die, is scheduled for pandemic-delayed release in theaters on October 8, with Universal Pictures handling overseas distribution. Well, the U.S. economy is starting to hum, and experts say it will only get better as the summer continues. But if that's the case, why are consumers not pleased? And the reason? Well, the reason is they're paying more for just about everything. MarketWatch is reporting that consumer prices soared again in April to push the yearly increase in inflation to a 13-year high of 4.2%. Concerns about rising prices appear to be on the verge of replacing the deep angst over the deadly coronavirus. Inflation is everywhere. We see it at the local supermarket, the nearby Home Depot or Lowe's, the closest car dealership, and the popular out-of-town vacation resort, if you can afford to get there. Meat prices jumped 1.5% in April and have risen 4% in the past year. Near record prices for animal feed, such as corn, are a chief reason why. Good luck if you need lumber. Prices have risen through the roof. The cost of a 2x4, for example, is 3 to 4 times more expensive than it was just last year. You need a car to get to work? Get this. The average cost of a used vehicle topped $25,000 for the first time earlier this year. And it costs a lot more to fill up the gas tank. The average price of regular gasoline nationwide has jumped 50% to just over $3 a gallon from $2 just a year ago. That according to figures from the Federal Energy Information Administration. The vacation that you've been dreaming about since the year-long pandemic has ended might also be out of reach. Most popular resorts are already booked for the summer, and prices are running 2 to 3 times higher than usual. And if you have to fly someplace, hold on. Ticket prices are out of sight. All of this explains why consumer confidence actually fell in May, even as the U.S. turned the corner on the pandemic. Meanwhile, the Fed is still saying this spike in inflation is not going to last and prices should moderate as the summer continues. We'll see. Inflation worries did take over Wall Street today, and I'll share those anemic numbers with you in just a bit. Millions of people have doubled up on their Amazon shopping over the past 12 months, and now Amazon is warning people not to open a message or email from them. Why? Well, it's a scam. So what's the story? Well, if you get a text message or an email from Amazon about a raffle, do not open it. The texts are not from Amazon. According to the Better Business Bureau, scammers are using the company's logo and brand to trick customers into clicking on a link and then sharing their Amazon account credentials as well as personal and financial information on a phishing website. Now, if you do click on a link or a text message or an email, whatever it happens to be, make sure that you review the subsequent web address before you enter any personal information. Even if the word Amazon is in the return address, be careful. Because what scammers do, they might use that word with another just to make you think it's really Amazon when it's not. The new Ford all-electric F-150 Lightning just dodged a bullet, and it all had to do with an unfair trade dispute. AutoWeek is reporting that two Korean companies were in a battle about trade secrets. LG Chem and SK Innovation recently settled their disagreement in a $1.8 billion settlement paid by SK Innovation. Well, that now clears the way for the joint venture with Ford and SK Innovation, who will build a massive battery for the new EV pickup at a plant in Georgia. Meanwhile, the rival LG Chem is moving ahead with General Motors in building a second battery plant here in the U.S., which is set to open next year. In a related story, Ford Motor Company has seen its stock climb this year by 45.7%. Much of the rise has been in anticipation of the company moving forward with its F-150 Lightning that has gotten rave reviews from vehicle experts and even President Biden. At the close today, Ford was trading at $13.90 a share, up by $1.09 on the day. Well, there's a McDonald's restaurant in Illinois that's so desperate for staff, they're offering an iPhone as a bonus, or so says a sign outside of the restaurant. Business Insider is reporting that a staff member at the restaurant in Altamont, Illinois, confirmed to Insider that the sign does indeed belong to the store. A McDonald's spokesperson said the fast food chain was ramping up recruitment, though they added they often do this during the summer. But it did say that individual restaurants were offering a range of benefits, including pay incentives, such as appreciation pay, sign-on and referral bonuses, and paid time off. Asked about the iPhone bonus, the spokesperson said, "That was a local decision, not corporate." The fast food industry has a crushing labor shortage, causing restaurant chains like Subway and Dunkin' to cut opening hours and close dining rooms. Chipotle, Taco Bell, and others are offering lucrative perks like cash bonuses, raises, and education benefits to attract new staff. U.S. stocks rose slightly today as shares tied to the economic recovery supported the broader market. But it was not a big day on Wall Street, as the S&P 500 gained just 0.2% to close at 4,195. The Dow rose by just 10 points to end the trade at 34,323, and the NASDAQ was up by 80 points to close at 13,738. With the Memorial Day holiday on the horizon, trading was light, with just over 33.5 million shares traded. That's well below the 30-day average of nearly 77 million shares. Shares of Carnival Cruise Lines rose by 2.8%, Royal Caribbean jumped by 3.9%, and as we shared with you, shares of Ford were up by more than 8% today after the company said it's increasing its investment in electric vehicles to $30 billion through 2025. Bitcoin was up today, ending the trade at about $38,500. Nordstrom shares dropped by 5.8% after the company failed to meet first quarter earnings expectations. Meanwhile, shares of Urban Outfitters jumped by 10% following a better than expected quarterly result. Today also marked the 125th birthday of the blue chip Dow Jones Industrial Average. While there are now 30 stocks in the Dow, it started more than a century ago with just 12. The best year for the Dow was in 1915, when the benchmark rallied by over 81%, The worst year was in 1931, when the Dow lost over 52%. And finally, there is this. For people who have been working from home for most of the pandemic, they will likely be called back to their workplaces. Some will be eager to return, but other people will still want to keep working remotely. HR experts and LinkedIn members offered their advice in the latest edition of Get Ahead for people who will need to ask for permission to continue working from home. Here's what they suggest. First of all, reflect on what it is you want and why. You got to think about this. Number two, be flexible to accommodate the employer's needs. Number three, preparing for the conversation with your manager is strictly important. I mean, you got to set the table, right? Beginning the conversation ahead of a return to the workplace is wise. So start this maybe now as you're thinking about it. And finally, staying connected if you are allowed to work from home. It's kind of what you've been doing all year, right? Well, that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us for the business news headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.